Here, in Rivers Provincial Park, there's 38 hectares of mixed grass prairie and a riparian area, making it a scenic spot for campers. In 3 years, Lake Wadapana has gone from a frightening flood stage to this fall's low level. All the lakes and rivers in southwestern Manitoba are at low levels this 2023 fall season. Lake Wadapana was created by damming up the Little Saskatchewan River. Its dam was built by the Prairie Farm Rehabilitation Administration in 1960 to supplement water supplies for irrigation. Now, recreation seems to be the main attraction, with camping and amenities as well as, across the lake, cottages. In late June and early July of 2020, heavy rainfall in southwestern Manitoba caused record flooding on the Little Saskatchewan River that adversely affected the dams at Rapid City and Rivers. At that time, the dam's integrity came into question and immediate downstream residents were on evacuation watch and some evacuated. The water level at the river's dam reached record high levels, affecting surrounding communities including Brandon, and the rural municipalities of Riverdale and Whitehead. Dam repair. On March 29, 2022, the Manitoba government announced the contract to KGS Group Limited for design of the rehabilitation and reconstruction of the river's dam on Lake Wadapana. Transportation and Infrastructure Minister Doyle Pivniuk said, "The heavy rainfall event that occurred in the summer of 2020 saw unprecedented water flows that put communities and dams located along the river at risk. As a government, we want residents in these communities and all Manitobans to be safe and have confidence in their local infrastructure. We are investing in this critical infrastructure to make sure the river's dam is properly engineered and built safely and to provincial and national standards." For many years, Lake Wadapana has been a place where people gather, and the river's reservoir is an important part of this community, said Municipal Relations Minister Eileen Clark. "The reservoir is also an important part of our province's system of drainage and water storage, and the dam here performs an important function by helping moderate flows on the Little Saskatchewan River to protect people from flooding. This investment will ensure the dam continues to protect Manitobans for years to come." Pivniuk noted interim repair work on the spillway was completed in winter 2021 and the dam has performed well since then, including during the spring runoff in 2021. "The rehabilitation project will bring the existing dam to current standards so it can safely operate during extreme flood events. KGS will do those permanent repairs. The final design, based on Canadian Dam Association guidelines, will result in the capability to pass higher water levels." Construction began this year, 2023, but it is expected to take approximately 3 years to complete, noted Pivniuk.